With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, March 30th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, nothing occurred on the sports docket yesterday around the area, so we'll go to some more broader regional sports news where the best Division I women's basketball player in the country resides here in Iowa. Iowa junior Caitlin Clark was named the winner of the Naismith Trophy yesterday, given annually to the nation's top women's basketball player. Clark is the first Division I women's player to record more than 900 points and 300 assists and will lead the Hawkeyes into the Final Four tomorrow night against top-ranked South Carolina. Clark was a finalist for the award a year ago when the final was in the Twin Cities.
When I was here in Minnesota last year, you know, my goal was to be here with my team. And I'm just, you know, that's the most important thing to me is to be at the Final Four competing with my team. And I know this award isn't possible without every single one of you back there, and I truly mean that. So it's just as much yours as it is mine.
Clark has led the Hawkeyes to the Final Four for the first time since 1993.
You know, I came to the University of Iowa with a dream to be here and competing for a national championship. And, you know, these two believed in me more than anything, Coach Bluter, Coach Day. You know, I love you, and your belief in this team and this program means so much to me and what we've been able to achieve.
Clark averages more than 27 points and 8 assists and has become the sport's biggest star in the midst of soaring television ratings.
Our game has grown so much. I know this is a super hard decision and could go to any single player. And even I believe more than just 4 people in America. So, you know, I'm just very lucky and honored and thankful more than anything.
And the Hawkeyes will take on unbeaten South Carolina tomorrow night in the semifinal round of the national tournament. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock from Dallas, Texas. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today, because there is a decent amount on the schedule for today as far as spring sports are concerned. We'll take a look, first of all, at the girls' soccer schedule in MRAC action. Lamar's Community will take their 1-0 record on the road to Orange City tonight to take on MOC Floyd Valley. Bishop Heelan is at Underwood, and South Sioux City is at Sioux City West in girls' MRAC soccer action. In boys' MRAC soccer, it is Lamar's also at MOC Floyd Valley. That was a change. The boys were supposed to be at home tomorrow. So were the girls, but the girls were supposed to be on the road tomorrow, but they have changed that. Both games are being played tonight in Orange City. So again, Lamar's boys at MOC Floyd Valley. Sioux City North is at Fort Dodge and MRAC boys soccer. Spencer is at Bishop Heelan. Sioux City West is at Spirit Lake, and Tri-Center is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In girls tennis in the MRAC, Lamar's Community is at Cherokee as they try and pick up their first win of the season. Boys tennis, Cherokee comes here to take on Lamar's. Sioux City North takes on Sioux City East. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Spencer, and Glenwood is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in boys MRAC tennis. In track and field, well, the Lamar's track and field teams, they're going to try and get outside today at Jim Lorenzen Field with a meet hosting Bishop Heelan, MOC Floyd Valley, Sioux Center, Unity Christian, and Western Christian. We hope we can get this in today, and we'd love to have some outdoor track and field take place at Lamar's Community Stadium. There's also some basketball on the docket today. The Dort University All-Star Games are being held in Sioux Center today. Best of luck to MMCR Hughes, Cora Alish, and Galen Catholics, Keaton Bonderson, and Drake DeRosier as they participate in another All-Star Series hosted by Dort University. Also, make sure you stay tuned to our Twitter page here tonight for updates from the Lamar's Community Track and Field Meets at Jim Lorenzen Field. Again, hope we can get this in. We'd love to be able to get you some track action on our Twitter page. Be sure to follow us there at KLEM Sports, and then check our website later tonight, KLEM1410.com. We'll have results from all of the day's sports action up there. Again, that's on our website at KLEM1410.com. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.